How tough is this? This season, how tough is the ending of this season? How different it is it than 2014, ending in the same round?
Well, it's a heartbreak to lose that game the way we did the other night. It's tough, you know, to have 3rd and 20 with 12 seconds to go and give up a huge play to set up a game-winning field goal. It crushes you. But ultimately, as different as it is, it's the same thing as 2014. We didn't reach the ultimate goal, which was to advance to the next round. And, you know, it sucks. You know, you would hate to sit back and regret, you know, what happened in the game. But the facts are the facts. We started entirely too slow. We found ourselves down 18 points fast. And we pretty much played catch-up the whole game. And we had to use so much energy to catch back up, you know, to get it to 28-all, and when we get it to 28-all, we go down and we give up a field goal and we go down again. Then when we tie it again, we get them to 3rd and 20 with 12 seconds and remaining in the game, and we give up a huge play to set up a game-winning field goal, and it's tough.
That 3rd and 20, I mean, and you brought it up twice, and it's everybody, I mean, it's mind-boggling that anybody gives up a 3rd and 20. Do you just tip your hat to Aaron Rodgers, or is that something that you guys could have done differently?
No, we could have done some things differently. You know, but can't do nothing but learn from it now. He made a play, you know, and can't take nothing away from him. He did make a play, but we definitely could have been avoided.
And the way the season was going, is it hard for it to end so quickly? I mean, how do you move on? How do you move on that quickly? I mean,
you know, going into the tournament, you know, the playoffs, it's one and done, you know. You don't get no tomorrow. And
I know, but to cut it off, the your life changed, everything, your routine changes dramatically.
You don't really cut it off. It kind of cuts you off, you know, so. It's tough. I don't know. I can't even put it into words. You know, it was tough when it happened Sunday night, but the next morning was even worse, like. Damn, did that really happen?
Orlando Scanner, Cowboys cornerback, joining us here on 103.3 FM ESPN. And Orlando, Tony Romo has been your teammate since the time you stepped into the locker room there at Valley Ranch, and obviously over at the Star. As a guy who's been with him your whole career, what do you hope happens with Romo or for Romo from this point on?
I hope the best for him, whatever he wants. If he wants to continue playing and play at the level that we all know he can, I want him to land in the best situation, and I want to see him be successful. Got nothing but positive things to say about the guy. He's been a great teammate for me for the past 9 seasons, and you know, I look forward to seeing him playing and excelling on whatever team he plays on.
And you obviously, you've competed against him your whole career in practice, you know, including this season. When you're out there on the practice field, what does Tony Romo look like to you at this point?
He looks like Tony Romo. You know, he still can make all the throws. He's still got a strong arm. He's still moving in the pocket. But practicing games are totally different to him.
There's no doubt. And certainly, you know, it's one thing that I guess Jason talked to all of y'all about that you know, on Monday, that this locker room is going to look totally different. And there are going to be some people that are not going to be there. And that's the tough thing about end of the season. As great as the season was and as close as it seemed like the team got, you know, you guys are going to have to start anew. But you're going to start anew with, you know, knowing Dak and Zeke are there. Can you talk about what those rookies brought to this team and brought to this locker room this season?
They brought enthusiasm, energy, youth, chemistry, you know. To see the way that those guys interact, it's just encouraging for all of us. You know, all of us can find a teammate like that we can be attached to and be that close to. Those guys, they're great for us. I mean, they're great. They're hard workers. They're first one in the building, last one to leave guys, and that's just what you want, football players.
When did you kind of look at Dak and realize, hey, not only is this kid pretty damn good for a rookie, but – he is, you know, when did it kind of feel like, okay, he was ready to be the guy for this team regardless of Romo coming back?
I mean, that was never my decision, so I never had to make a decision on when I started to feel that way. But from the time he played in the first preseason game at the Coliseum, I mean, I said, he's got it, you know. This kid's got it. And he just continues to get better every week, continues to work hard and it showed.
Can you reflect on the season you had? Certainly, you know, you were motivated to come back after missing all of last year. You started slowly with some injuries, and you had the plantar fasciitis. And how was that? And certainly toward the end of the season, you got your starting job back, and you started looking like your old self again.
The roller coaster, man. Roller coaster. Just fighting through everything and fighting through the pains and the swellings and the knee soreness. And then when I'm trying to fight through, I get hamstring issue, and then I develop a little bit of a plantar fasciitis when I'm coming back from the hamstring issue. And it, plantar fasciitis is something I kind of had to play with the whole year, and hopefully it'll calm down now. But the biggest thing for me was towards the end of the year, I became like able to practice during the week, and I wasn't able to practice earlier on in the season. And just being able to practicing, make those movements and trust myself that I can still do it has helped me a lot. And, you know, I thought the last 5 or 6 games I was truly building momentum trending upwards, and I'm going to take that momentum into the off season and get to have a normal off season, and I'll be ready to rock and roll next season when we start.
You know, the funny thing, you know, when y'all start next season, you know, you know, your secondary may look totally different with so many guys as free agents, Brandon Carr and Morris Claiborne are free, and J.J. Wilcox and
Barry Church
are both free agents. This secondary certainly played better than most people expected it to this season. And is it going to be tough, you know, having to start anew without those guys that, you know, you've been with so long?
It is, man. Jesus, this is like the second group of guys that I've went through since I've been here. You know, I started my career off with Roy Williams, Ken Hamlin, Terrence Newman, Pac-Man, Mike Jenkins, Anthony Henry, and then got sent to ball. And then along came Church as a rookie, JJ as a rookie, Brandon came over in free agency, Morris was a rookie, and now I'm faced with possibly starting over with another group of guys. And yeah, that's tough. You know, just being the kind of like the older guy in the room, the guy that's been around, it's going to be a big burden on my shoulder to come to work every day and show these guys like what it's about. You know, I just got to work hard. I got to work harder than I've ever worked before. I need to work harder than I've worked the past 9 years.
You're a fifth round pick. How'd you last so long?
I don't know. I don't know. It's about 9 years of film for you to watch.
Did you look at this? I mean, you all these guys are going, and this locker room is certainly decidedly younger. It feels like 2014, as you say, on the outside. But is there hope for the future because the core is so young? This locker room is so young that, hey, we can get back here and go beyond now. We just need to build on what we started this year.
Oh, absolutely. But nothing is going to be given to us, and we're going to start over again. But this time we're going to start with a little bullseye on our back, and a lot of people are going to be gunning for us. And, you know, we need to get better in some areas, and we need to get better as players. We need to all get better. I need to get better. I know if you ask Dak and Zeke, they would say they need to get a little bit better. And we need to go put in the work. We need to lay the foundation here pretty soon. You know, we got a few weeks to take off and reflect on this thing, but we all need to start laying the foundation here soon. So when it's time to start here in April, we're ready to go.
9 years in, you know, obviously you can hope and prepare as much as possible for better health next year. How else can you get better this deep into your career?
My health is going to be much better. I'm finally healthy again. I know I felt it towards the end of the year. Just focusing, you know, making the plays that I'm capable of making, not dropping the ball. Man, I dropped 2 or 3 interceptions this year. That would gave me 3 or 4 interceptions. That's, you're looking at me totally different as a player with 3 or 4 interceptions. And, I mean, I can get better. There's still things I can do to get better. I can get better at the way I work, which will bring someone else along that's younger than me to make them better. It's not all about, you know, just getting better physically and doing things physically better. If I get better physically, I can help someone else mentally.
I guess right now you're back in California. Can you talk about how does the offseason work for you now? I mean, are you going to watch football? You know, you going to watch the playoffs the next couple of weeks?
I'm sure I will, but I haven't really turned on ESPN. I've been watching a lot of Netflix and Hulu. my kids. I'm going to start working out here on Monday. I'm going to start doing some light lifting and cardio, just keeping my lungs up and just continuing to take care of my body and get ready to come back and be 30 years old next year.
What are you watching on Netflix?
Homeland.
Haven't done that one.
No, I'm not a Netflix guy. Just Netflix, not Netflix and chill, right?
Yeah, see, hey, Chill, or Orlando, what he's doing, he's asking for your Netflix password because you know Chill's too cheap to get his own.
No, I'm just saying, it's just Netflix, not Netflix and chill.
Well, who am I going to Netflix and chill with?
Your fiance.
Get a little dangerous.
I don't need Netflix for that.
Yeah, okay. That's all right. Hey, man, we appreciate you coming on. I know it's tough. You're spending time with your kids. Your kids still in gymnastics? Your baby girls still doing gymnastics?
They are. They absolutely are. That was actually today, like 4 to 6.
So they're going to be the next Simone Biles?
I don't know if we're going to go that far. No, we're not using this for a benefit. This is more of a fun thing.
All right, man. My daughter's a big gymnast, so it's time consuming.
And Chill's putting all the pressure on her.
Oh yeah, she got to do it. She got to be the star that I wasn't.
So you guys can get Hulu. Yeah. You got to pay for that Hulu.
Appreciate you, Orlando.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Have a good offseason, man. Orlando Scandrick,